going to be the start, and Mr. Vasily George is going to tell us about the history of Lieutenant Allen, who came up the Copper River. We're at Copper Center. This is the evening of Monday, August the 1st, 1960. Lieutenant Allen. Please, tell us about Lieutenant Allen.
Lieutenant Allen come to Alaska first time, and he get to Chitna with 10 men. He got 10 soldiers, and he was have meeting. We all treat you good. We are new people. We not like a Russian, no. Treating you bad, and we try to help you all we can, and try to get you clothes and things what we need, what you for this use, and we're gonna get it pretty soon. And we come in Alaska, and we American our names, and we have a meeting with the big chief in Chitna, Chief Nikolai. He had a meeting with him. He told him, he say he get along with all people in the United States, get along with everybody. And we can help all we can, poor people and anybody. We can give him groceries and everything what he need. And everything, it's just the way you living. You used to, we don't bother you for this. Just the way you live, where you live today, we don't take your land, we don't take your trapping, your hunting and everything. You live the way it is today. And that's what Lieutenant Allen told him. Then the chief telling he glad to hear that. He don't want no trouble with nobody, and he need good people like us. They had a lot of trouble with Russian, he telling me. And Chief Nikolai, and he say, and he told everybody, say, good, take him good, always. Well, everyone should go, every village, the chief should go along with it. Making go through all the way up, he tell him to all other chiefs. Then he left, Chief Nikolai took him to the law towns, you know. And they had village there, another chief, and he talked with him. And then he keep going with him. He get below Kenny Lake, the Chitoka land, you know. And it's where my daddy, he was 15-year-old, my daddy. And that's what they think. You don't know, old days, you know, hardly, pretty hard to understand.
Yeah.
And he see, that's the first white man he see, Lieutenant. And he, everybody glad to him to come. And he come and give him everything what to eat, you know. He eat all fish, meat, dry meat, really nice dry meat they used to have. He really enjoy when he get there. Everybody, you know, all the world. Well, then he can make it to Copper Center. Chief Nikolai still go along. Then my grandpa, my daddy coming with him too. And 7 miles from Copper Center, he turned back. It's not a chief there. Then Chief Nikolai make it to take Lena with it. And then he sent 2 men with it, Chief Nikolai. And then he went Tugal Jack, and his name one. One more. I can't figure his name. And anyway, two men with him. With tattoos and fantastic, he go along. In every village, they sent his own word. He said, take him good. Don't give him any trouble with it. It's American from different people than used to have around here. It's Russian, not Russian. That's American. He honestly explained from somebody then. And everybody took him good all the way up. Then two boys go up, told everybody. Then he told Chief Mentaste. Then where on he go up, take another people up there, all the way Canadian. And he go through Canadian all the way through there. And he just keep up and out, so he go by there. They show no trouble. They get it along with Indian. They gotta get along with it. Mm. He don't want no cross trouble. They really first they like it, Lieutenant Allen. You know, he talk nice and he just really gentleman. Coming just like a, he's on just like a day day he know them policy. You know. Anything they feed him, they give him. What they eat, everything what they eat, and then nothing, no trouble. It's what my dad tell me all. Then all who wouldn't come with them, they have meeting first thing in Chitna that start with. That's why he make everything good. He know, because they never take nothing away from them, everything they have meeting already. Indian right and everything today he's on. That's far as I know.
Do you know the names of the chiefs that went with him? Because Chief Nikolai went with him. Now what about the names of the other chiefs? Can you tell those?
No, they couldn't. Then two boys got along with it. Chief Nikolai come up to Sister Chino with it, I think, somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, that's, you see, then two boys, Tarad Jack, he go along with it.
What's his Indian name, Tarad Jack?
That's what that's what his name, anyway.
That's the only
name. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He did it.
Mm-hmm. What about which nation?
Yeah, which nation is Terrell Jack?
It's
which tribe?
Dikagi.
Dikagi,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Chief Nikolai.
Eh?
Which nation's Chief Nikolai?
Mm-hmm.
What nation?
Chief Nikolai is Uchishu.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your daddy that went with him.
Mm.
No, your daddy was only 15 years old. But your daddy's daddy went with him for a ways. Isn't that right? Traveled
yeah,
with him?
Yeah, he traveled with
He was Nalcina?
Nalcina.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Got me.
They don't tell you.
A hard name.
Well, we try to write it down. That's part of the history.
Well, you find from my Uncle Charlie, if you can.
All right, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did your daddy say what Lieutenant Allen looked like?
Oh, yeah, he was.
That's the one here.
He was. Or, you know, then, what do you call that?
Gators?
Gator, yeah.
It wasn't
used to, yeah.
Tile.
Just right here. Then soldiers used to have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days they had that all this towards his leg on a travel time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's really army clothes he wears.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody see hardly that kind of shoes,
mm-hmm.
the red shoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really enjoyed. They never seen men like that.
Mm. What about the other men? Did they wear army clothes too? That came with
him? Oh yeah. That's mm-hmm. army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Is he a big man?
Oh yeah, he's
little
about
man?
6 feet tall, I guess he
mm-hmm.
was. My dad said pretty big man.
Mm-hmm.
He's really a young man too.
Mm-hmm.
Can he talk Indian way? How can he talk to the people?
Somebody explained. They got somebody with him, Indian with him. Some that Tagal Jack, I guess he's a, he been know a little bit. Talk and you tell them. If you don't explain it, they can talk by, you know, by his hand or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah. Well, that one Indian, two Indian with him, he's a, you know, they tell him what Lieutenant Ellen said. He learned a little bit from Cordova, from Russian, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He explained all Indian, then
mm-hmm.
old fellas can hurt, then the old people, they make it everything right, you know.
How did he travel? Did he walk?
Walk.
On a boat? Which way?
Walk on a, everybody pack.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, two men, they got it. Then two Indian, they pack too. They got stuff and pack and camera. Glass, field glass.
Mm-hmm.
There's something never seen in Alaska, everybody excited. Used to tell a story about my daddy, used to tell a story. Well, everybody excited when they come. Every village they come, they don't, you know, something
yeah.
never
mm-hmm.
seen.
Mm-hmm.
They just come in and sit down in any place. He never go by in every village.
Mm-hmm.
Every village he got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Only little camp, that's all he go by.
Mm-hmm.
Big village, I think he see any little chihuahua on there, he'll see him and talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he stop with him and keep going on the next day. Every place they stop.
When he stops?
They got mosquito tent, summertime.
Oh, what they call that, mosquito tent?
Kukarijai.
Kugari?
Kukarijai.
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 That village, 7 miles below Copper Center, that's where your daddy's daddy come to.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
far she go.
Uh-huh. What's the name of that village?
That village down 7 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Nitakuni Arden.
Say that again, please.
Nikakuni Arden.
And do you remember who was chief there then? You said another chief went on from there.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody. Just Chief Nikolai said it'll go along with it.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. You know who was chief up at Gulkana or Dry Creek then? Did they tell you?
Iwan.
Iwan. Mm-hmm.
Chief Iwan is a Gulkana chief that time. No. Oh, that's just little, that's old days.
What?
No, that's not the another guy, I guess he's, I don't know, they got too many, this is many years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not this then, that man, he was just a kid that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody before
you got the old days, you know, you can't hardly explain them because they got hard name, you can't pronounce it hardly on chief.
Yeah.
All they hardly, you know, you can't, I can't remember all because
mm-hmm.
what they tell them. I can't hardly pronounce it in old people
mm-hmm.
with the chief name. And
mm-hmm.
they really hard name they got.
Do you know what nation would be there at
Gulkana
and Dry Creek? What nation is the chief?
No. Huh? Too many chiefs around there. All died, next one come up. I don't know which one was there, you know.
Sure.
It's a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
That's
uh-huh.
why we have to hear that.
Yeah.
You tell us.
You
great.
See, that's my daddy. She's 80, over 80s. 4 years, 85 of this one, she died, when he died, she.
Mm-hmm.
And from see this, when he get better, he's old and then he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a young man when Lieutenant Allen passed. That's a long time.
Did they have a dance when he came? When Lieutenant Allen came? Did they have a dance?
Oh, they don't want to do that. Chief said, no, I don't. They might make them, you know, make them scared or something.
Oh.
No one to bother them, making everything good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just make them happy and make them don't dance like. People used to think about them war dance all the time, you know. They dance, you don't want people like that. Indian never do. They don't want, unless they've had a party or something, like potlatch or something, then they have a dance. You know, Lieutenant L, they might think he's a smart guy, you know, he might think they're going to kill him or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want
mm-hmm.
Chief Tolan, no dance, no nothing,
mm-hmm.
everything, treat him good, that's all, let him go by. That's a big chief, you know, he told him.
Yeah.
He told him there's a big chief coming. Everybody excited, big chief, you know. Old days are big when the people they call chief, they treat him good.
Mm-hmm.
Even it's like a president of the United States, they treat him each other.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take care of him. He might fall down, you know, watching. He did really take care of him.
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you know the history of Basile, Chief Basile?
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That's still before that. Still before Lieutenant Allen, isn't it?
That's before
mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Allen come. Little more before that.
Is that when the Russians come?
Yeah, that's a Russian day. That Russian was coming to Alaska that time. Vasily became Russian. They went to Russian country. He stayed there 1 year. And they had trouble with the Russian. That's why everybody come around, go along with Lieutenant Allen, because, you know, they had trouble up there with Russian. And he know that. And they got new people, they say, Lieutenant Allen, she's American. Then they find out these are good people. They hear about it, I guess. And that's why he don't want no trouble with Lieutenant Allen. Somebody got to go along every village.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody explained this fellow is a good man coming to Alaska. They stay by this country. He say no trouble. He don't take no outright way. Everything the way you live today. And don't bother you. If you need anything, we can help you. When we people come, American come pretty soon, lots of people, then you get help from government.
Mm-hmm.
No more hard time. Everything we can help you. We don't take you Indian right. We can, you can hunt everything you do. Everything free. We do best we can. That's all. We can help you. You got hard time. That's the way he put the law, see? And everybody is glad. Mm-hmm. And good people are coming. You got to help them along all the way through. Don't make any trouble with another camp, you know.
How's he related to Vasily, the first chief?
Yeah, how's Chief Nikolai related to Chief Vasily, you know?
Be there, second cousin, I guess. Second cousin. Be there.
Be there.
Just not seen him. Not seen him.
Did the Russians say people couldn't hunt?
No.
What did they do? Why did they get the trouble?
Well, Russian, he never controlled Indian doll, but he just tried and give him bad time when up there he get there. He tried to take the wife away and he keep it. Anybody married, well, he just get his wife and get taken away. He built a house, you know, for winter, and somebody's wife he took it out and he keep it overnight. Next morning, take him back, send him back to.
He don't ask.
Yeah. Then get another woman.
How many Russians come?
Oh, there's a lot of. But maybe 30 over there when that time.
Oh,
30 people over there. Then that's where they had trouble. Then any chief say, don't do that. Then he grabbed the chief and he's whipping. Whipping.
The Russians whip the chief?
Yeah. Nobody said, anybody say something, they took him out and tied by the tree and whipping.
Oh. Did they whip Vasily?
No, he go along with the Russian head guy. He stay with it. He tried to help him along too, just like a Lieutenant Allen, you know. He go along with him all the way up. Then he can. He stayed with the Russian up there. I didn't know what his name. I know his name, but I forget it. It's a way you can't remember. Then after a while, the last bigger head guy there, and he whipped him.
The Russian whipped the head guy?
Yeah. Then he, everybody, He got mad. Then that's where he get troubles.
You know. Which head guy? The head guy that stayed up the line?
The head guy up the line, I guess.
What place, do you know?
Pachinita.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Head guy up there.
Yeah.
And he's the one the Russians whipped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got houses and everything there, you know. He built a house just like a making this house like that.
The Russians built a house?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like a Indian have a house too. They got fire in the middle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got fire in the middle, rocks all around. And he got smokestack right too in the middle. Open on top. And keep everything chinked up on the side. He really warm, that thing.
That's the kind of house the Russians build.
Yeah, and they say Indian, they build that kind of house too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stay there a long time, the Russians?
They're going to stay there all winter. They're going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had trouble with the Indian. And they had a war start. And pretty soon they grabbed somebody, they whip everybody, you know. Then pretty soon war started, he cleaned all out.
Who cleaned them out?
Indian whipping all, take them all, kill them all.
Oh.
can't do nothing. They try to do it, they told.
Well, they did wrong. Russians did.
Yeah,
yeah, Russians
are
bad
people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
are
really bad.
Then Vasily Umchitno, he was come from there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he never hit him because he just killed a Russian. And Vasily get excited, he think he's doing, he got it reported, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back to take all the stuff what he lose, what he got, then Russian had. Nobody take nothing out. Nobody take no gun, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He put it all in a boat. And he took it way, way to Cordova. And he tell him, Cordova, not a Russian, his trade, and what trouble they have. He took his wife out, weapon. If he say anything, they weapon. That's why he had that trouble. Then he took into Russian headquarters someplace. Come taken in a boat and taken Vasily to headquarters, Russian headquarters. And he threw high court over there. And he get deputy, somebody, explaining Russian language, you know, down there in the coast somewhere. And he along with Vasily and they go went to headquarters there. Then he telling all what trouble they had, the Russian had. He said he took his wife and keep it overnight and send it back. Another one he took out. If anybody say something, just take them out and tie up a tree and whip it.
Mm.
And chief, he's whipping another chief, maybe two or three chief, he's whipping. Another chief's wife, he took him out. They tell him you can go with it. And then he grabbed him right now. And took him out and he's whipping. And that's the time, the end. And she got mad.
I'm sure he did,
yeah.
Know.
But we keep this up, we can't get along with them Polish, might as well clean them up, he said. They are killing us anyway.
How'd they kill him? What'd they do? In the nighttime they go in the house? How'd they kill
them? Well, just a bunch, you know, just go around it. And you got a lot of...
What
do you? Yeah, can go.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They just go in many, go in that thing, you know. And they dance all together, all night they dance. Indians start dancing all night.
Mm-hmm.
War dance, what you call it.
After they kill him?
No, no.
Oh, before they kill
him? Yeah, he making good time with them. And keep dancing all night and next night. And 2 days, I guess, they have big celebration. And Russian, too, they come and sleep, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's pretty soon, just all start a war.
But the Russians don't know they're
going
to do that.
Huh?
The Russians don't know they're
going to
start a war.
Yeah.
The Russians? What, did they start the war when the Russians were asleep?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why he done that, because he wanted to clean up people.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
He just make somebody mad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they're right.
Yeah.
The
what
Russians got no business doing that.
Yeah. I mean, he just wanted to do that because he just wanted the people to get mad. And he don't, they don't care nothing. He does, they don't mean nothing to them, you know.
Why did the Russians? Why were the Russians
going to
stay there?
Well, he spent winter. He's down Chitna. They, some people live Chitna too, Russian.
Oh.
They run trading post. They buy fur. Down Cordova, they got big store there. And all Indian go down buy. They took the fur down. They selling fur, all kinds of fur. down Connect to. Anchorage Connect, they call across that place. They got big store there. In Valdez, they got big store. Then they had that. All Indians go down get some tea and sugar. That's what he can buy. Not many, not much of cloth though. Russian didn't bring no much cloth. They bring lots of colorful thing like that. That's all they bring. Then they buy ammunition, you know, then powder, old powder gun, old lead gun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They say, what's the $60 then things? Mm. Old lead, one gun. Yeah. Big gun, that's big money then.
Did you ever hear if the Russians brought a cannon with them? What kind of guns did the Russians bring for themselves?
They got pistol too.
Oh.
They got pistol and everything. They got two pistol every man, you know. Bang, bang. Mm. Yeah. Vasily, he report that to headquarters and he get off. We send him back to Alaska. And one Russian head guy say, well, he doing wrong, well, that's okay. Send him back, that chief, back to his country. He need it over there, no use to keep it, he tell him. Then he give him, and he just send him back home with his boat and take him back to Klaatu down Cordova, bring home.
Oh, that's the end of this time.
1 year. Wally Tehnas.
What?
Wally.
Wally?
Tehnas.
Tehnas.
Yeah.
Wally.